I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, you got a kid who wants to play the violin? You might be talking them out of it after this story here. California woman and her daughter are suing a New York City parking garage and a couple of its employees over a violin that got run over in the parking garage. The mom claims she and her daughter were taking their stuff out of their car in the garage, and they put this expensive Degani violin. You heard of that?
What's it called?
Degani, D-E-G-A-N-I.
Nah.
They put the violin in its case on the ground in the parking garage.
First mistake.
And then an employee was driving around in there.
Just
and
doing his own thing.
Ran it over to the tune of $85,000. That was the damage done to it. An employee told the New York Post that the daughter was crying like somebody had died. The worker there says, hey.
If it was $85,000, so was the mom.
Says, they're suing us. We didn't do anything wrong. If you have something very special, you don't put it on the floor of a parking garage.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. I know you get some great 911 calls. And for Whidbey Island 911. But how about this one? In Coconut Grove, Florida, Miami police are looking for a man who stole his neighbor's peacock. The video, they have video of this. A guy on camera runs around in a red shirt, runs around the side of a home, grabs a peacock, puts it under his arm, runs out to his truck as the other peacocks chase him down, and then he jumps in the truck and takes off. Residents say, despite not liking the peacocks in their neighborhood, they're upset about the theft. They have become a nuisance. But if somebody's invading, that's not right. Neighbors say they didn't recognize the man or his truck. I'm thinking it was probably one of the actual neighbors and in probably like a rented truck. Get them damn things out of my neighborhood.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll go from peacocks to another pesky one. There, those things are pesky with their sound. This next thing here is a pesky cockroach. One of those, because of one of those and a knuckleheaded idea, a 55-year-old man is in jail on arson charges right now from Huntsville, Alabama. This is Sunday afternoon. This guy's in the lobby of his apartment complex, okay? And he sees a cockroach scurrying behind a bulletin board. So, and what you do there is you just smash the bulletin board up against the wall, right? And that's the end of the cockroach,
problem
right?
Solved.
Nah, this guy, this 55-year-old man has a better idea. Where's my lighter? So he sets fire to the bulletin board. That'll do it. Well, next thing you know, all the other stuff in the lobby is on fire, and some minor damage was done there. The roach presumably scurried away. Now, I looked into this thing. According to Wikipedia, cockroaches have 1 million brain cells. Humans have about 100 billion brain cells. So this guy should have been able to outsmart him, but this dude in Huntsville, Alabama, has one cell. And that's the cell he's sitting in.
I can't believe it's news.
Right now.